are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, so the big headline today is 1 in 5 Americans are not stressed. They're extremely stressed. 1 in 5 Americans, that's it? What's happening with the 4 in 5? Really? 4 out of 5 Americans are fine? Say it ain't no thing? Really? Really? Only 1 in 5 Americans are extremely stressed? All right, so we got to talk about that. That's all right. I think that number is way too low, way too low. Breaking news. Looks like Heather Locklear has been hospitalized after a 911 call from her home. Apparently, Heather Locklear, 50 years old, might have mixed alcohol and prescription medication. Emergency response came to her house. They realized she needed to, or they determined she needed to be transported to the hospital. They're currently taking care of her situation. From what I understand, she is stable. Many of us didn't like her because of Melrose Place. And, I mean, she's from what I understand, a nice lady. It's just when we got into Melrose Place, we really got into Melrose Place. And she was the mean, evil person on Melrose Place. And so I think, and then she married Jack Wagner from Melrose Place. So people really got mad because we thought Jack Wagner was pretty cute until we fell in love with Viggo Mortensen. So, you know, just don't give Heather Locklear too hard a time just because of Melrose Place. Remember, she was on T.J. Hooker, right? And I think she played a good guy there. Isn't it funny? People play bad guys and then you just don't like them. I hear patients and people talk about that all the time. Like Jack Nicholson. Oh, Jack Nicholson, he's this. From what I hear, Jack Nicholson's really cool. I mean, really, really cool. Right? Or Anthony Hopkins. Oh, Anthony Hopkins is psycho. Why? Well, because of Hannibal. No, come on. Just because they act that way in a movie. You know, please, please. You know, if I ever got to be in a movie and do a love scene with Viggo Mortensen, you wouldn't think I was a slut, would you? You would? Yeah, probably because I'm a married woman. But you know what? That's what people in TV do. I may never get to know that. All right. For those of you, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I am actually suffering today. No, not from hemorrhoids. No, no. Constipation? No. No, that was yesterday. No, I am period. My period? No, I think I'm good with that. I am suffering from voice strain today. You guys are all the really, really close. I know we should give away prizes. What is Dr. Dahlia's ailment this week? I have some voice strain. I was on the Andy Dean Show. I got to speak at a great group of people today at the JCC, and now I am. I want to rock and roll. I got a lot of news headlines, but I do apologize because my voice is a little bit light. Okay, so we're going to talk about why people are stressed. We're also going to talk about why, I guess, our television and our car supposedly is killing us. Do you guys hear about that? Yeah, we're probably going to die because we own a car and TV and it's linked to heart attacks. This new swine flu has now affected at least 12 people. We need to talk about that. Also, this is really cool. Again, CES is going on right now in Las Vegas. And, of course, I'm missing it because I'm doing everything else. And I guess there is supposed to be let me read this correctly. I may have to read it. Star Trek style tricorder invention is being offered a $10 million prize to whoever can create a Star Trek like medical tricorder. Right? Remember, it wasn't Dr. Spock, it was Dr. McCoy, right? He would in Star Trek be able to figure out what was wrong with you. Well, apparently, this is at the Consumer Electronics Show here in Las Vegas. They have put out a contest to see who could actually create this. Now, for those of you watching Fox, there's a TV show. It's not Lost. It's a TV show that's called Terra Nova. And Terra Nova, they do the same thing. I always watch the medicine and the doctor part, you know, in all these shows. And, they put a person through a scan, and then you could determine what the medical problem is. I mean, oh, you know how easy my life would be? Okay, so Qualcomm Tricorder X Prize has challenged researchers to build a tool capable of capturing key health metrics and diagnosing a set of 15 diseases. Oh, boy, PMS would probably ring off of mine. It needs to be light enough for would-be Dr. McCoys to carry, a maximum weight of 5 pounds. Too heavy, I'm sorry. According to the official Star Trek technical manual, the tricoder is a portable sensing, computing, and data communications device. So it would probably have to deliver its information to your computer, which eventually gets hacked, of course. Oh, you know who got hacked? You know, I don't know if you all tweet or you're on Twitter, and if you are, please find me at Dr. Dahlia. All right, and follow me on Twitter. But apparently Ron Paul's supporters have hacked stars, Hollywood celebrities, and have hacked into their accounts and posted tweets of support. Did you guys hear about that? Yeah, Twitter is supposed to have this, you know, ironclad security. Well, no, it looks like Ron Paul supporters have, and you got to listen to some of these. Okay, so it looks like Nicole Scherzinger, No Doubt, Rise Against, had these tweets that say, today we officially endorse Ron Paul, 2012. Donate to him here. All right? And for the first time ever, a politician isn't lying to us. Wake up, America. Ron Paul, 2012. I love this guy. Follow Ron Paul Revolution. And these are on celebrities' tweets. So, you know, I guess, you know, punk rockers Rise Against said, look, as you would all assume, we do not support Ron Paul, No Doubt, had responded, no political endorsements at this time. So, you know, if you see all these celebrities saying that, you know, not that celebrities should really sway, you know, how we feel. I mean, I'm sorry, George Clooney, as sexy as he is and what a brilliant actor, that doesn't mean he really understands politics to me, even though I know he's going to run for office. And he's going to probably, you know, catch a lot of eye of a lot of people. You know, I'm sorry, just because Brad Pitt or, I mean, Viggo Mortensen. I think Viggo Mortensen is one of the most amazing actors, very sexy, but he's very liberal. And if he told me to vote for Obama, I'd probably say, look, you know, you're very sexy. But I decline. Decline. Even if he offered me a love scene in one of his movies, yeah, I would decline. Hey, I got principles. I really do. And you know what? Make him want more. You know, leave him wanting more. All right, guys, we are coming up on break. When we come back, we need to talk more about this whole fungicide thing. And you know what? Diabetics have a tougher time getting jobs. Oh, wonder why. Don't go away. We'll be right back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29th for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
GCN listeners, if your New Year's resolution is to improve your health, then you need to visit VitalityPlusOne.com. For over 15 years, VitalityPlusOne.com has offered the finest health products on the market, like Green Star Juice Extractors and Energy Star Hydraulic Juice Presses that pull out every last bit of liquid from fruits and vegetables, and high-quality blenders like the BlendTec HP3. VitalityPlusOne.com also carries water distillers, sprouters, and the Sedona Food Dehydrator. Be sure and check out supplements like organic powder greens, green products for your four-legged friends, and the best-tasting raw honey on the market today. And for liver support, VitalityPlusOne.com carries Pharmanac NAC. Call 888-473-2141. That's 888-473-2141. Or visit VitalityPlusOne.com. VitalityPlusOne.com, your choice for finer health products since 1996.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, Be Prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 182-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com while supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so Coca-Cola actually felt a little bit slighted because a couple days ago when the FDA said that an unnamed company had told the FDA that there's a fungicide in the orange juice, Coca-Cola was like, wait a second, that was us. We get credit for that. The carbendazim, we figured that out. We get credit. So today they released that Coca-Cola was the one that alerted federal regulators about the low levels of fungicide in its own orange juice and competitors' juice. Now, of course, now juice prices have risen. There's been a block on imports. America doesn't use a fungicide, but a lot, or fungicide. You could say fungi. You could say it either way. America doesn't use that. It's the carbendazim, but Brazil does. And a lot of our juice comes from Brazil. So Coca-Cola said, Atlanta-based Coca-Cola, which makes Minute Maid and Simply Orange brands of orange juice, aren't those yummy? I love the Simply Lemonade and the Simply Limeade. Those are good. You know, I got to tell you, I don't like to promote a company by any means, you know, because they're not a sponsor or anything. But I got to tell you, Coca-Cola has just made some real yummy products. If you ask me what my favorite orange juice is, I usually go to Minute Maid. You know, what's my favorite water? Dasani. And I don't mean to pick Coca-Cola products. It's just I have taken the Coke and Pepsi challenge I don't know how many times, and thinking I'm going to pick Pepsi because I love the color blue, and I don't. It's just weird. Isn't that weird? Just sometimes a certain product you just go with. Like if I'm a little nauseated, I'll take some Coca-Cola syrup, have it decarbonate, and then I'll drink that, like some flat, and it works every time. And it's just, I get nauseated. Of course I do. You don't think I listen to playbacks of my show? I get nauseous. So, even that song, I like to teach the world to drink, or whatever that song, because that's a song I sing. That was a Coca-Cola song. People think that was a song that was written and Coca-Cola used it in their commercials. No, Coca-Cola wrote that song. They've always known how to advertise. It's a great company. Where they screwed up this year was wintertime. Remember, they came out with these white Coca-Cola cans and people thought they were Diet Coke. That was stupid. Okay, they did make a stupid move there. Why? Coca-Cola's been red. You've been doing well for decades with that. Go with it. All right, but no, they made silver cans, and then they had to get rid of them. So anyway, Coca-Cola makes Minute Maid. They make Simply Orange brands of orange juice. Notify the FDA low levels of fungicide carbendazim in the company's orange juice and competitors' juice. All right, neither the FDA nor the company said which orange juice products tested positive. All right, but they said whatever the levels are, it should be very low. We should be okay. They have now allowed Canadian orange juice to come into the country. All right. But right now, we're still, not allowing orange juice coming from Mexico and Brazil. Oh, jugo de naranja de Mexico? Really, there's a problem there, too? All right, so Coca-Cola shares fell and Pepsi shares fell. Uh-oh. Pepsi's got to be mad about that one. Why did Pepsi shares fall? Well, you want to know what? There has been an anti-soda sentiment. I mean, you know, Hostess, we were talking about this yesterday, Hostess has filed bankruptcy. I don't think Coca-Cola would because, like I said, you know, they have orange juice, they have water products, they did expand. I don't know what Pepsi products are, and I need to look that one up. But, I mean, I do have to admit, sodas are evil. They really are. I mean, if you think you're only drinking 200 calories, right, you're like, I don't understand, Dolly, it's only 200 calories. Why am I gaining weight? Just multiply it by 10. There's something to the corn syrup or the sugar or the, I don't know. Because also, not all Cokes are created equal. Not all soft drinks are created equal. When you get your soft drinks at a fast food place, they could play around with the density of the syrup. You know, it's funny. When I was little, I go, Mom, I don't like the soda from the can. I don't like the taste. I really like the soda from McDonald's. Well, at that time, McDonald's, I mean, years ago, you know, you put the syrup in and then you play around with the carbonation and the mix and you could make your sodas tastier. And that's what usually happens. So your fountain drinks usually taste better than your, you know, bottled drinks, etc. But still, even your bottled drinks, I think 200 calories is not equal to Capri Suns or to Juicy Juices. You know, there's something more to these sodas that really stick. It's like a sticky sugar. And we've talked about this. So, you know, just be careful. But it was kind of interesting how Coca-Cola is linked to Minute Maid. You know that game, Three Steps to Kevin Bacon? Three Steps to Coca-Cola. I'm sure you could do it because that company is big. Okay, so that's what's going on there. So in breaking news today, the Natalie Holloway story reemerged where a judge now has signed an order declaring that Natalie Holloway has died. She has been missing 6 years after she went to the Caribbean, the island of Aruba, for a graduation trip. Her parents, who are divorced, David and Beth Holloway, have asked the judge to announce her dead and sign an order. The dad said he wants to stop making payments on her medical insurance and wants to use her $2,000 college fund to help her younger brother. And he needs a court order for that. And, you know, you look at this, you're like, I can't believe it's been 6 years. I mean, boy, I mean, it just, you know, and, you know, we have this Jeroen Vandersloot in the news, you know, who pleaded guilty. I mean, he didn't even look sorry, you know, for the murder of the Peruvian woman. So we still, you know, he's still one of the suspects in Natalie Holloway's death. You know, all I could do is I could look at this. I'm like, she was an 18-year-old girl. She graduated, you know, old enough to go and travel if she wanted to. And something like this happens. Yeah, I got to tell you, maybe it's good I don't have daughters. Maybe I would be just really, really strict. I mean, I'm sure, you know, an abduction happens with boys too. But, you know, you're just, I mean, imagine, you know, her leaving for a trip. Mom, Dad, come on, let me go. Let me go. It's a graduation trip. Let me go. You know, and them going, all right, but be careful. Don't talk to strangers. It's just so frightening that innocent people could be abducted like this. I told you one of my good friends was abducted off of a Carnival cruise. Actually, not off the cruise. The cruise went to Cabo. Husband and son wanted to take a nap. She said, I'm going to, you know, go on shore, just do some shopping. And if you've ever been to Cabo, beautiful city, you know, Americanized, lots of, you know, stores and commercialized, I should say. And she was Hispanic American. So, you know, she was already pretty savvy. She was from Mexico, lived in America for years. And she was abducted, and I didn't know what happened to her until the husband called and said, look, FBI is looking for her body. We need her blood type, etc. And they never found her. And, you know, we don't realize how many abductions there are and how common this is. You know, one of my nurses from Mexico, when we were going through all this and we were crying and all that, she's like, Dahlia, don't you know this happens a lot? And I'm like, well, no, we don't really hear about it. I mean, it was in the news. They gave a little spot in the news to her abduction. But no, we aren't hearing about this time and time again. And maybe we should. We don't want to be paranoid. We don't want to hurt tourism to these other countries. But I think, we need to really educate, you know, our citizens and especially our young girls that this is what happens. People lie in waiting to abduct you, or you could run into somebody who's an absolute sicko. It's a shame because you want to be positive with your kids, you do, but you also need to you need to educate them, because she probably thought it was just Aruba and she was meeting a handsome, you know, couple guys and hanging out with her friends, and we don't know what happened. We don't know, but it's frightening that her friends don't know. Nobody knows. Anyway, family asked for a judge to finally put some closure to this. And it's a shame. It's a real shame. Okay, we're going to be coming back from break. When we come back, why is our television and our car such a danger to us? Why? And then what's going on with this new swine flu strain? And then diabetics, you know, are we really noticing now discrimination against diabetics, or do diabetics have a problem maintaining their job, maintaining their wages? So we're going to talk about that. And of course, we'd love to talk to you at 1-877-DOC-DALI, the 1-877-DOC-DALI. Follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and my email is at drdahlia.com. DOCTOR Dahlia. I see you guys try to spell my name. Delilah, Dulia. Two O's? Really, people? Really, people? Get a clue. Okay. And also, another thing in the news that was kind of interesting was they were, you know, with this whole Octomom thing and the multiple embryos and trying to impregnate yourself with as many, they say sometimes two embryos is ideal. You know, you don't want to overdo. Remember we were talking about yesterday, surgeons, do they have to be the right age? Well, they're saying this with embryos. Maybe only two embryos at a time. Don't do three. Don't do one. Do maybe two when you do in vitro fertilization. So we'll talk about that too. Don't go away on the Dr. Dahlia Show.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panel to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
After work, I just want to plop down on the couch and watch TV alone. Come on, don't be like that. Who are you? I'm you, 20 years ago, when you were full of energy, better shape, great attitude, and you didn't do so bad with the ladies. Now that you're older, your testosterone levels are dropping and, well, you're not the guy you used to be. I'd give anything to feel like you again. Just try Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement, proven in a clinical trial to boost testosterone 61%. And within normal healthy ranges, it's not an injection, not a prescription, and with healthy testosterone levels, you can feel the energy again. Not to mention a better mood and more drive in your romantic life. More drive, huh? I really need to try Ageless Male. Where's my phone? You're laying on it. Oops.
Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so I was on the Andy Dean Show today. Andy Dean Show talking about why owning a car and TV is linked to heart attacks. I think we know, but we didn't know how much. They say car owners with a television, as opposed to car owners that don't have a television. Are they talking about a television in the car? Are 27% more likely to suffer heart attacks than people who have neither. All right, they looked at a study looking at 29,000 people in 52 countries, showed that working up a light sweat may be the best preventative medicine against heart failure. Well, of course. But they say the more you drive and the more you watch TV, of course, the more sedentary you are, and that increases your risk of heart disease. Well, we know that. We know that. Now, they say any kind of workout during leisure time has been shown to be a plus. You could drop 13% for mild activity and 24% of heart attack for moderate or strenuous activity. Now, we've talked about this on our show a lot. I mean, while you're watching TV, you could do exercise and you could be folding laundry. When you fold laundry, don't try to carry it all in one trip. Carry your laundry in pieces. Make 100 trips. The more trips you make, the more exercise. There's tons of little things you could do. You could vacuum. You could rake. You could do gardening. You could clean the pool. You can bathe your kids. I mean, there's tons of different things you could do. if you aren't ready to do full-blown workouts. And what I do recommend is go to some of these sports stores or even, I think even Walmart and Target. They have little weights or they have little stepping stools where you could do little baby exercises, and that still helps. But, you know, owning a car and a TV, of course, has definitely changed the way our cardiovascular health has been. We've talked about this. In the olden days, you had to ride your horse to work. You know, yes, it, you know, kind of hurt your wavels, but, you know, you still rode nonetheless, you know, and then you had to take care of the horse. So that was exercise. You didn't have air conditioning, so you'd sweat. You know, my mom grew up in Phoenix where it was swamp coolers. I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with swamp coolers. One of the buildings I worked at, swamp cooler. No, not fun at all. Not fun. Let's see. You know, you'd walk to work, et cetera. You'd bicycle maybe, you know, and then, yeah, cars came out and still, you know, people would still walk. They'd take leisurely walks. And no, we're just, you know, now we're afraid to be in the sun. We park as close to the store as possible. We, you know, we don't want to walk more than 50 feet. It's a very, very frustrating type of thinking. I mean, I'm seeing people take elevators instead of stairs. You know, if you're with people and it's safe, take the stairs. Now, I know the Sopranos, those of you who remember the Sopranos, very scary stair scene with a rape. And so after that, I'm like, honey, you know what? I'll just exercise in the elevator. I'm not taking stairs anymore. But for the most part, if you're with a bunch of friends, you could take the stairs, okay? If you could take the stairs, it's a wide open area, do it. You know, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so we have casinos. And, you know, if you're going to the movie theater downstairs or you're going to get something to eat, there's stairs and then there's the escalator. Take the stairs. You know, just any time you could substitute a little bit more exercise, do it. Now, television. We love watching television, but I'm going to tell you, internet is starting to surpass television. We're really spending more time on the internet. Now, I am noticing that some of these fancy schmancy televisions, you could actually surf the internet on. So a lot of you are sitting on the couch and not watching TV, but surfing the internet. You know, there's something called, I guess, Apple TV. We tried it a little bit where you can order movies like iTunes. And I decided to, there was YouTube on there. So I decided to see if any of my YouTube clips are there, and they are. So we're listening to my YouTube clips while sitting on a couch watching TV. That your internet is now in your TV. And I think a lot of us are just watching less and less. Now, we also have noticed the Motion Picture Association really take a hit because people aren't going out to movies. You know, people are staying indoors. I mean, we're not even walking out to our car anymore. We're doing everything from home. Those of us that work from home, we don't even leave the house. We aren't even, we're not even, you know, I mean, maybe we go to get some food, but you work from home, you have your TV, you have your computer. You can even order food. I mean, there's even grocery stores that will bring groceries to you. You can order your grocery stores online, order your groceries, and then, of course, you have to pay like an extra fee, $10 fee, you have to tip them really good, and they bring the groceries to you. You don't even have to leave your house anymore. Of course we're getting fat. Of course we're having a heart attack. Of course we're having stroke. What's wrong with us? Now, also in the news, they were talking about how being addicted to the internet hits the same addictive factors in your brain as alcohol, cocaine, heroin. Well, of course, if you're addicted to something, you're addicted to something. But what's interesting is they say 5 to 10% of internet users are addicted. I think the number is a heck of a lot more. I really do. I think it's a lot more. And we've talked about this a lot of times on this show. What happens is, you know, like my whole work is eventually going to be, well, not all of it. When I see patients, I'll see patients, but everything has to be put through the computer. I can't stand that. You know, why can't I just write in the chart and file the chart like we've done, you know, ever since medical chart times? You know, why does everything have to be input in the computer? I get headaches from my computer. I hate always being in front of a computer screen. You know, what if computer screens give us cancer? I mean, I know I'm a doctor and I'm not supposed to think like that, but honestly, head and neck cancers are on the rise. They really are. And, you know, they're blaming HPV and oral sex, but I don't think oral sex has been on the rise. Okay, well, alcohol does it. Well, yeah, but I don't think alcohol has been on the rise either. What's been on the rise? Okay, what can we correlate with the increase in head and neck? And I tried to contact Kim Komando. I would love to talk to Kim Komando, you know, and see what she thinks about our overuse of computer screens. And no, the screen shouldn't cause cancer. But you wonder, what are we doing to ourselves sitting in front of the computer? Now, they're already saying, there was a study that came out, we talked a little bit about this yesterday, where the brain of teenagers were looked at, and the gray matter of the brain that holds the glial cells and the neurons, etc., look different than kids that don't play a lot of video games and aren't addicted to the internet. So what, now the brain is changing? I told you, there's something kooky. There is something kooky. So, I don't know, we'll see. But, yeah, I think we're too much in front of the TV. We're too much in front of the computer. We don't walk enough. You know, but also safety issues, too. I mean, I think our world is a lot different than it was when we were growing up and then when our grandparents were growing up. I mean, kids. You know, there was an article that was floating around. I think Phil Hendry put it up on his Facebook, where it was an article from the 1950s where a mom had lost her child. Somebody abducted her child. And it was very odd for a child to be abducted at that time. And stores in New York, they weren't big enough for you to come in with a stroller. So you would leave your children on the sidewalk outside of the store. So there'd be strollers of children. You'd leave your child in the stroller outside the store. You'd walk in, get your groceries, because, of course, you know, with real estate at the time, it was probably very small, you know, walk in, get what you need, and then, you know, come out. And I guess somebody took the child's baby, just took the stroller. And, you know, they were, you know, investigating it, you know, of course, in the 50s. They were trying to see, you know, who might have had a miscarriage and wanted to steal the baby. Those were the first set of prime suspects, et cetera. But, you know, you wouldn't do that now. You wouldn't in New York or in Las Vegas or Seattle or, you know, for that matter, just leave your child out there on the sidewalk and go into a store for 15 minutes. Oh, hey, Maybelle, how you doing? Oh, fine. Here's this recipe, I promise you. You would not leave your child out there on the sidewalk by the street. You wouldn't do that, but that's what they did back then. You know, also kids would run around by themselves till dark. Make sure you get home before dark. You know, make sure you get home before dark. Well, kids are being abducted during the day. They don't care. People don't care. It's just, you know, yes, there's been bad people all along, but I just think, you know, we're just in a different world. We've seen crazy things happen to people, and we're untrusting. And, you know, maybe we're too untrusting, but that still doesn't mean that we become fat couch potatoes. Still need to exercise. You still need to get away from the television set. All right, we're coming up on break. Don't go away. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA or 1-877-362-3254.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska? Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29th for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from Restore Your Health LifeNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I don't know how many of you like eating chicken livers, but you'll be happy that the salmonella outbreak that affected chicken livers is over. All right. This was a serious outbreak, though. 190 illnesses reported in six states, 109 of them in New York. There was a multi-state outbreak of salmonella Heidelberg infections linked to kosher broiled chicken livers from Schreiber Processing Corporation. We talked about this on the show. The chicken livers were recalled from grocery stores. Really? Chicken liver? Really? You know what? Let me retract that. I had a chicken liver pate once that really was yummy, and it had chunks of onion and all that, but I didn't know it was liver. I was like, oh my gosh, this pate is delicious. And then my mom's like, it's liver. And I was like, ugh. But I got it. I liked it. I have to admit, I liked it. I got to call it like it is. Okay, diabetics. You know, I don't know if it's going to be Obamacare. I don't know if it's just, you know, employers and the recession. But, you know, if you have an illness, you're going to be discriminated against. That's just the way it is. I don't know if it's because employers have to pay more for health insurance now. I don't know if it's because health insurance, you know, it shouldn't make a difference, because now with the pre-existing clause being thrown out, a positive of Obamacare, I hate to say it, you know, but I got to admit it. I mean, that is a positive that, you know, pre-existing conditions can't exclude you. We're still having many issues, and one of which is younger people with diabetes. They are earning anywhere from $1,500 to $6,000 less a year in this one study that's going to be published in the Journal of Health Affairs. And this reduction in earning plus an 8 to 11% reduction in employment, I mean, that could actually add up, they say, to about $160,000 per person over 40 years punishment for being a diabetic. Now, why is this? Are diabetics, you know, leaving school? Are they, you know, mostly these, I mean, I gotta tell you, my diabetic teens and young adults, I mean, the ones that had diabetes ever since they were kids, they're pretty intelligent kids. I mean, they know how to monitor their sugars, they know how to give themselves insulin, et cetera. But then you have a group of individuals who were newly diabetic. They either wrecked their liver or pancreas with alcohol or drugs or hepatitis, who knows. And these guys don't take care of themselves. They don't know how. But I think they're talking about people that, you know, just are afflicted with diabetes and they're trying to work hard and they're accounting for all these other factors that young diabetic employees earn less and are less likely to be hired. Okay, why? Why is that? I mean, are diabetics maybe more open about their illness as opposed to somebody who has recurrent gonorrhea, maybe? You know, I mean, if you're being interviewed, you know, an employer is not allowed to ask you about your medical condition, but the gonorrhea probably isn't going to come up as you know what, I do have diabetes, so you will see some syringes, don't freak out, I take insulin. Who knows? Maybe it's because it's a topic that comes up and the employee thinks that's something their boss should know. I don't know. But it doesn't make sense why they would be paid less. It shouldn't. Now, you know, from what we're still seeing with the way Obamacare is going and the way we're seeing insurances try to reap as many profits as possible, we're still being quoted maximum rates. If any of our staff had cancer, diabetes, et cetera, we're still being quoted the maximum rates. And so maybe that could still be an issue. And I don't know if that's going to be solved in the near future or not. But just more and more, the discrimination is not going to stop. And like I told you, because employers are now with Obamacare or the Affordable Health Care Act, for those of you that don't like me using the term Obamacare, I'm sorry, but it's easier than saying Affordable Health Care Act, okay? Less syllables. Obamacare. Obamacare. That's four syllables. Now, let's do Affordable Health Care Act. Affordable Health Care Act. Okay, you see, that's seven syllables. I'm going to say Obamacare. All right, with Obamacare and the employers now being responsible for up to 65% of the family's insurance premiums, I mean, that's going to lead to discrimination of only hiring single people or people that can't have kids, older people. You know, I mean, maybe this could be a good thing. Older people have been discriminated against because of the health insurance. Well, now pre-existing conditions don't count. And your uterus basically is, you know, closed. You know, you close up shop. I can't wait to close up my shop. Cannot wait. You're not going to get pregnant, which means less family to take care of, less dependents. So that is interesting. It's going to be interesting to see, but it is also unfortunate. All right, so two embryos looks like is the most strategic if you're trying to get pregnant by in vitro fertilization. They say the odds are higher for you to have a live birth when two in vitro fertilization embryos were in vitro fertilizing or implanted versus just one or three. Now, still, women over 40 still have the toughest time getting pregnant, but with younger women, you had more of a chance of a successful pregnancy if two embryos were implanted. So no octomomming, people. We really don't need you octomomming. No, we don't. We don't. Octomom, the state is now taking care of our taxpaying dollars. I'm taking care of Octomom and her kids. And honestly, You know, do you really want a house full of 8 kids? My 2 are enough. Oh, my gosh. I was part of the reason I strained my voice. I was doing radio. I was doing speeches today, and it was a great, great day. I love doing that kind of stuff, and I saw patients. Very busy day. But most of my strain came from my kids. I picked them up from school. I was super mom today. I was super mom. Picked them up from school, and apparently they were in the carpool line punching each other. No, I still haven't punished him, man. I was too busy. I had to go on Andy Dean. I had to do my show. No, I still haven't punished him. You want to know what? By the time I get done with radio today, I'm just going to, you know, give him kisses and hugs when I really should have whooped their butts. I really should have, but I didn't. What am I going to do? You know, so they're fighting in the car, and I had to tell them to shut up, and I used some choice words, and then I grounded them from using the computer, and that probably lasted about 14 minutes because then they came up to me and gave me hugs and kisses, and then I forgot what I was mad at them about. I know I got to do some better parenting. I do. But anyway, I was yelling at them, and I lost part of my voice, but that's okay. They're happy. I'm not. Okay, so 1 in 5 people are extremely stressed, and it's Americans. They say 1 in 5 Americans report feeling chronic extreme stress. Well, first of all, only 1 in 5, and number 2, all right, well, of course we're stressed. What are we going to do about it? Okay, I mean, you know, we're having money problems. Many of us are still looking for a job. For those of us working, we're working the job of 2-3 people because the employer doesn't want to hire extra crew, and they consolidated jobs. You know, we're having money problems. Families are moving in. You know, this presidential election is going to be a lot of stress. I mean, you know, caucus here, caucus there. It's frustrating because, you know, people want to see their candidate win. And, you know, those that, you know, want Gingrich to win or Ron Paul or whatever. I already see the stress on Facebook, people arguing, people getting mean. You know, it's very stressful right now. People are really worried about what's going to happen with the primary. If Mitt Romney wins, can he really beat Obama? Are we picking the right candidate? And you know what? You know, everyone's going to just have to take a deep breath. Everyone's going to just have to stop for a second and say, look, it's not worth a heart attack. It's not worth an ulcer. All right. What will be, what will be. Like I told you guys, a lot of us are really freaking out about the Supreme Court and Obamacare and whether Obamacare gets thrown out as unconstitutional or not. And I told you what my prediction is. All right. At best case scenario, they may throw out the mandate, but they may say the rest can still continue. And I know people say, well, Obamacare will unravel if they throw out the mandate. No, it won't. There's so many regulations in there. No. You know, and so what do we do? Do we panic as a doctor? Should I sit in panic? No, there's nothing. There's no good to that. What am I going to do? What am I going to produce with my stress? Nothing. Just a negative. I mean, I feel like I want to do something. I feel like I want to, you know, go and go to the Supreme Court and tell them my case, but it's not going to happen. So, you know, just don't get stressed over what's going on in the world. It's just not worth it. We know stress kills. And maybe we'll talk about how to de-stress next show. All right, guys, don't go away. This is the Dr. Dolly Show. If you could stay with us, if you can't, have a great rest of the ride home, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.